I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Andre Fernandez from the Miami Herald joins us to talk about the games. There's four games left, Andre, and pretty good games at that, and most of them on Friday and when it's supposed to rain. And then that one Saturday morning, first of all, thanks for coming on again. And seems like a pretty good Friday if it doesn't rain.
Yeah, bring your umbrella, Larry.
Yeah, I do. That means it won't rain.
It'll both bring our rain gear. It won't happen.
That's true. Let's start it off with the first game on Friday morning that we have. It's a revenge game, the only game that shows the two teams that played last year back against each other. Champagnat Catholic, the Fighting Andre Fernandezes against the against the University Christian of Jacksonville, better team heritage this time. For Champagnat, more experience, but University School is still a big team.
Yeah, it's hard to topple a dynasty, and that's what University Christian has. I mean, this is going to be, if they win this one, I think it's 10 state titles overall, and it would be a three-peat for them. But it is a better Champagnat team. I don't think they're going to get exposed like last year on the offensive side of the ball, where they really couldn't do much at all the whole game. You know, we've seen it this year, you know, with Deshaun Kearse coming over at quarterback. He's helped basically fit all those pieces, you know, and get the offense flowing better. They've got great receivers. But more than anything, I like Champagnat's O-line. They're probably one of the biggest O-lines that you're going to see all weekend up there.
Amazing.
And if those guys can control the line of scrimmage and really, you know, get some traction this year, unlike last season when they really couldn't do much at all, you know, I think they're finally going to have a chance. And you know, you look at the other side of the ball and a lot of talent. I mean,
yeah.
From Jesus Machado, you know, the Georges brothers there on the other side of the ball there. I mean, a lot of those guys that are, and they're still young.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
This could be, if they pull this off and they get this victory, it could be a springboard to possibly multiple championships if this unit, you know, if the squad stays together. You know, Coach Merrigan over there is really putting together a potential dynasty of his own.
Yeah, he has, and he put the pieces in motion. And like you said, last year they didn't get the quarterback play. This year they got the quarterback play. They have the receivers to make plays. We had one of them on earlier this evening, a kid, Jahani Wright, who's a senior and who's been around. He's got experience. You take a look at that game, and then all of a sudden you jump to the afternoon game, and there's American Heritage, 26 in a row. Pat Surtain's got the best. He should just quit now. He'd be 26-0. No one will ever even come close. But that's amazing. And in this team, we've watched them the last 2 weeks. And I don't say struggle. I just think they played two very good football teams the last 2 weeks. And in fact, they could be these three could be the best three teams in 5A. I mean, you know, when it's all said and done, Baker County runs the ball. They're big. We know that they have a good running back, good quarterback. But it's nothing that Heritage hasn't seen before.
That's the thing. I mean, I to me, what they went through the last 2 weeks with Gibbons first in that crazy shootout in OT, and then last week a very good Immokalee team that really pushed them to the brink again with that running game. You know, this team's not going to be surprised by anything they're going to see up there. And they've got talent. You know, I think what it may come down to is just what we've seen on the offensive side again. You know, I mean, Cam Smith had a great game against Gibbons.
Yep.
If he can, you know, if the way he conducts the offense, if they can run the football and he can make some plays, their defense, we've talked about the defensive side for Heritage all year.
Yeah.
I mean, the Baker County team is coming in, like you said, but it's the first time up there, and that's always hard as well.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this Heritage team is going to be one of the most experienced we're going to see the whole weekend, and I can't see them dropping this game. I mean, I think Coach Surtain's going to still be batting 1,000.
Wow. That's amazing. You think if Willie Taggart and Jimbo Fisher are getting jobs, what are you about 27-0?
Right.
I mean, that'd be crazy. You go Friday night now. This is a Northwestern team. It hasn't been there in 9 years. None of the coaches were there.
Right.
And they're going up against an Armwood team that took took the year off. But you know, when you take a look at Armwood, and it's I know what everybody says, but when you've been there and you were 14-0 three straight years and got the clock run on you at halftime two of the times, people have a tendency not to believe that you could compete. But this is maybe a better team than we think, and not as potent an offense for Northwestern. So I don't look for a runaway. But talk about this game.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. From looking at the matchup earlier this week, I feel like Armwood is back to being a little more like the Armwood of old that used to give Booker T. fits. You know, I mean, they have kids going to Alabama now. They have kids going to Ohio State. If you look at that offense, you know, with Snead and with Devin Black at quarterback, I mean, that's a good offense. That's a good offense and a strong defense. Yeah. That's actually young in some spots, but you know, that to me is the key. I see some sophomores on that side of the ball, but they're probably good sophomores that have a lot of talent and play well, but will the experience of being there possibly for the first time make any difference? But, yeah. You know, I still like Northwestern. I still like Northwestern as far as, you know, what they can do on defense. They shut you down. They've done it all year. So much talent on that side of the ball. But I really don't think – if people are expecting 52-7, I really don't – like it was a few years ago, I really don't think it's going to be that way, because Armwood is probably just too good for that. But
yeah,
the defense is going to have to make the plays, and hopefully they don't find themselves in another situation where they're seeing a 21-point lead slip away for their sake, because that could be that you don't want to do that over and over the way they have sometimes in the playoffs this year for Northwestern.
But you know what, too, Andre, you take a look at Northwestern's defense, and it's hard to think that Armwood has played anybody like that. Too much up front. The front seven's crazy. You got two SEC type of defensive backs. You got if they play their game and shorten the field and force turnovers like they have this year and win games 21-12 or 15-10, I don't think Max Edwards is going to care.
Yeah, that's all that matters. I mean, we saw it last year. Carroll City, we got there the way – very similar to the way Northwestern did, and they found a way. It was ugly against Lake Gibson, but they found a way. At the end of the day, that's all they cared about. That's all Max and the Bulls are going to care about if they can, you know, bring home the first one in 10 years. You know, last time it was the national title. Ja'Cory Harris, Marcus Forston, Sean
Spence,
all those guys. So 10 years later, I think that Camping World is going to be packed, you know, maybe not sold out, but it's going to be a pretty good crowd, maybe similar to back in the day when you had Northwestern and Boone.
Good. I hope so. And then Saturday morning, Chaminade Madonna, two losses on the year, two tremendous teams. Central they lose to, Heritage they lose to, but in between, they've been just knocking people around. This is a very good Oxbridge team. We're not selling them short. They're big up front. They're quick. They got athletes. But this may be Chaminade's year.
Yeah, I'm going to be a little sad not getting to see Sean Shivers up close, you know, as much as I've been the last few years, because you know, this is it for him. So it'd be great for him and those kids to go out with getting a ring after such a great career that he's had. I can't wait to see him on the next level. I think, you know, for 2 years now, I've been saying the kid's ready to go already, you know, to play at the college level. He's on another level. So is Xavier Williams and a lot of the other weapons that Chaminade has. But a lot of credit, too, has to go up front to these guys on both sides of the ball. I mean, they're so big up front on defense as well as offense. And, you know, we saw them beat this Oxbridge team, maybe not the exact same Oxbridge team, but we saw them beat them pretty handily in the second round last year.
Yeah.
And if they can get a lead and get Shivers the ball and just roll the way they do, it could, you never know, it could turn ugly quick if Chaminade were to be able to get an advantage and hold it.
Well, I know Damian Jones hopes so, and especially, I mean, after last year, look, kind of coming out flat against a very good Trinity team, no doubt. I mean, Trinity's was there every year, and they're pretty good. So you're going to start it off on Friday morning. People are going to follow you on Twitter. Give them your handle so they could follow all your reports.
Andre M.H. is in Miami Herald. Sports, Andre MH Sports, and then on MiamiHerald.com, we'll have all the coverage. You know, that 16-hour day in the stadium, Larry. We did twice last year. I only have to do it once this year, luckily. But
yeah,
we'll see what happens.
I go 12 tomorrow, and then 16. So
there you go.
I'll see you again. Thanks so much, man. You do a great job. Everybody reads you all the time, and in between your trips with the Heat and the Marlins, you come back to high schools, and we love it. And thanks again, and talk to you on Friday morning.
Yep, we'll see you up there, Larry.
Good stuff. Andre Fernandez, Miami Herald.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.